So we've just heard from the Ontario Labour Minister. Let's now discuss with leaders in the skilled trades sector exactly how this education concept is going to work and the anticipated outcome. Joining us on the feed now, Victoria Mancinelli, Chief Communications Officer for the Labourers International Union of North America, LIUNA, and Matt Stainton, President of SG Contractors. He is a giant in the construction industry here in Canada. Welcome to you both. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So, Victoria, both ministers, Lecce and McNaughton, announcing serious high school education plans to better prepare young people for jobs of the future. What was your first reaction when you heard this?
I think it was long overdue, but we are so proud of the strong focus and strong level of commitment by the provincial government to advancing the skilled trades portfolio in Ontario. We know that we have a labour shortage in the province. And alongside that, we have seen a strong level of infrastructure investments. The only way to advance and fulfill these infrastructure needs, including our homes, our transit, our road systems, and so much more that we rely on, we need to ensure that we have a productive and skilled and inclusive workforce at the forefront of its success. So getting the skilled trades back into our education system that was announced by Minister Lecce and Minister McNaughton is a strong leap forward.
And Matt Stainton, 100,000 skilled trade jobs remain unfilled in Ontario. Why is that?
It's something that we've spoken many times before on amongst the industry and even with yourself. It's been a challenge trying to get rid of the stigma associated with skilled trades and construction. It starts very early with schools, with teachers, parents, guidance counselors, and this is going to be a great opportunity to have the kids get a chance to actually do it hands-on and see it and experience it and really open their eyes to the opportunities that sit in front of them. And so hopefully they'll be the ones that can go back to their teachers and guidance counselors and parents and say, this was really great. I really enjoyed it, for some of them.
You know, Matt, with you, for years the skilled trade sector has maybe had a bit of a bum rap, kind of looked down upon. Why is that? And do you think that these changes to the education system will also change how people view skilled trades?
I really hope that it will. I think that it will change the perception, because I think that when kids go back, and Victoria and I ran an event for a girls' hockey team, and they came out to the LIUNA Training Center, and when we were arranging it, there was a lot of grumbling about, oh, did we really want to do this on a Saturday? And at the end of it, they came out with smiles, grins from ear to ear. They had such a good time, but again, it was something that they just didn't have exposure to. They hadn't seen it before. They didn't get a chance. This was their first chance to do it hands-on, see it, touch it, feel it, and they had such a great time doing it. So I think that this will certainly help give more exposure and have the kids provide feedback. But, and I hate to say this when we're talking to you, but a lot of it has been the media. The media does not always portray the right image of construction. And lots of people have had a bad experience with a contractor that maybe came and worked in their house and took the toilet off and said, I've got to run to the store and I'll be back in an hour, and they don't show up and they're without a toilet for 2 days. Those things obviously happen, but I would say that that's the exception, not the rule. So we're really excited about what this is going to bring for the future here.
And Victoria, it appears that men make up more than 70% of workers in trades-related jobs. Why is that?
Absolutely. So I think it's probably even higher now. You know, when we look at how many women are employed in the construction industry, it's still around 13%. And though we have women coming in, I think we really also need to be focusing on the retention piece, ensuring that we're eliminating barriers for women to succeed and reach their full potential in the industry and have that opportunity to advance, because that will also help inspire the next generation of girls coming in, which is matched by this early exposure in our education system. I know when Minister Lecce and Minister Williams made the announcement, there was a strong focus on how implementing these changes in our school system will affect and impact girls, and giving them that exposure and hands-on look at building a career in the trades. You know, we've come a long way, as a construction industry and skilled trades, but we still have more work to do. And I do want to recognize the leadership of Minister McNaughton here, who continues to advance opportunities for our industry, whether it be, you know, through the Skilled Trades Development Fund, ensuring that we're empowering opportunities for an inclusive workforce, and recently announcing improvements to washroom and sanitization on site, and PPE, which is something that I am a strong advocate, ensuring that PPE is not a one-size-fits model, and that women can truly reach their full potential with dignity and respect on the job site.
Let's, the three of us, unpack what was made in the announcements by Minister Lecce and Minister McNaughton about 10 days ago. So we begin with this, Lecce saying that all grade 9 students will have to earn a technological credit in order to advance to whatever else they're going to do. A technological education curriculum. It covers a broad range of sectors: construction, manufacturing, transportation, computer technology, hospitality, and communication. Why is this important, and why grade 9?
So I think, again, it's to that piece of early exposure, breaking down the stigma that some of our youth may have heard in their households, you know, in our communities, in the school system, and really educating and showcasing that this is a viable, rewarding career path with financial stability, with retirement security through pension contributions, industry-leading health and wellness benefits. We like to say at LaUNA, you know, this is not just a job, this is career. So instilling that at such a young age will help that creative input for our youth and show them that there are other paths forward besides the traditional route of university or post-secondary education. You know, we want kids to be able to do what they want to do, and if that is building with their hands, having that opportunity and the tools as young as grade 9, I think is a fantastic step forward and a fantastic commitment by the provincial government.
And Matt, Minister Lecce was quoted as saying, by requiring students to take at least one technical education credit in high school, we are creating new pathways to good jobs in STEM and the skilled trades.
I think what's going to happen is that kids at a very early age, you know, if it's been put in their mind, or that through parents, teachers, guidance counselors, society, that, you know, the path for everybody should be university or college, if they get that early exposure in grade 9 or 10, and they get into trade and they start to do something with their hands and they really enjoy it, and it's not going to be for everybody, but there are lots of people that are missing that opportunity, it can then help them guide their curriculum through the remainder of their high school career. And that's why I think it's important to do it early. You know, I've said many times, there's a reason Lego is popular for kids and boys and girls. It's because people like building, people like creating. You see kids at the beach building sandcastles, both genders. People like building, people like creating. So this is just going to take them back to something that, you know, probably goes back to when they were 3 or 4 or 5 years old, and we're just refreshing that curiosity, that interest in those traits. And if nothing else, and it turns out that the trades isn't their path of career choice in the long run, if nothing else, maybe they won't have to hire somebody to come hang something as simple as a picture in their home.
Mm-hmm. And the other part of the announcement, and this was from Minister McNaughton, grade 11 students now will have the option to transition to skilled trades apprenticeships. That's pretty important. And I don't know whether any of this was available to either of you when you were in high school.
No, neither one of us. I think that it's what's interesting, and if you look at it, there are 30 trades that do not require a high school diploma, but there are 106 that do. So if somebody ends up dropping out of high school and not getting their credit, they've closed the door to 106 different skilled trades, and that's a real shame. So this, you know, it is in the consultation period, and it's not there yet, but it's a great step forward. And I think what we really look forward to, both from the employer side and I'm sure Victoria from the UNIS side and labor side, is that there's going to be a great opportunity for consultation to express, you know, the benefits and the concerns from both industry and labor side, and the industry to get this moving forward in the right direction and keeping those doors open to those 106 and other opportunities that exist out there if somebody unfortunately has to drop out because they choose that high school isn't the path for them.
And Victoria, what advice have you for both the government as we go through the consultation process, but also for students who are now seeing this brand new vista opening up to them? What advice have you?
Well, for students, I would say, you know, don't discourage your creativity. You know, believe in yourself and don't be scared to take that risk and that first step forward. Take that class, take that tech class and with an open mind, because it will truly lead you to such a rewarding career. And rather than advice for the government, because I probably give them far too many unsolicited advice as it is, but for parents, you know, parents, do not discourage your children's passion to build a career in the industry, because you're doing a discredit to them, to yourselves, and to our community. You know, these are institutions that will stand for generations to come, and these workers have such pride in knowing, I built that, I was part of this, and this will stand, and this is a piece of infrastructure that everyone will rely on. You know, these are getting to work, the car, the road that you drive on with your car to get to work, or the, you know, public transportation system, that was all built by skilled trades. So there's such pride and there is such vast opportunity in this industry, and I would hate to see the door close just based on bias or because someone was scared to take that step forward. So please take that step forward, and we are here to support you every walk of the way.
And Matt, I have another quote. This one is from Monty McNaughton, the Minister of Labor and other aspects of his portfolio. So here it is, and I want your reaction to it. If you have a career in skilled trades, you have a career for life.
It's a great statement. I've heard him say that firsthand. He's toured our sites with LiUNA a number of times, and we've had many, many discussions on this. What he's really saying is, we break it down a little bit, is there's tremendous financial stability with a career in the trades. There's good pay, there are fantastic benefits, and there are pensions. But let me back up to the financial stability. People often associate skilled trades with labor unrest and things of that nature, but if you actually look at the labor unrest across, you know, all sectors in society, construction is one of the most stable industries out there. And so, and you know, we had, if you have a strike, it's a very, very short period of time, but we've gone many, many, many years without them. And it just gives such a great career for everybody. And as Victoria says, you know, we have a tremendous amount of immigration coming into particularly the GTA in Ontario. And there's an awful lot of infrastructure that has to be built to accommodate those people that are coming in and our current population as well. So it really is a career for life.
Well, I have found this discussion fascinating. I want to thank you both, Victoria Mancinelli, Chief Communications Officer, LiUNA, and Matt Stainton, President, SG Contractors. Thanks for your input, your observations, and I feel most importantly for your advice.